Today, we remember that exactly 10 years ago, between 8:46 a.m. and 10:28 a.m., four airplanes were, by wicked hands, turned into missiles and used as instruments of mass murder. 2,983 of our fellow Americans lost their earthly lives. Many of us remember it vividly, as if it were yesterday. I would like for us to pause this morning and for a moment reflect on that event. I wonder if I might guide your reflection with a few additional thoughts. Shall we offer prayer while we reflect for the thousands of families who lost loved ones and have grieved for these past 10 years? Shall we hope for the salvation of the lost? Even our enemies who have reveled in this devastation, knowing that a much worse fate awaits them if they do not turn to Jesus Christ. Shall we pray for quiet and peace whereby the ministry of the Great Commission can flourish? Shall we pray and ask the Lord to help us to number our days and to give us a heart of wisdom, since our life too is but a fleeting vapor? Let us have a moment of silence as we reflect. Even now, this morning, as 2,983 names are being read at the World Trade Center and 9/11 Memorial in New York, I would also like you to call to mind that in the United States, many more of our fellow Americans have been snuffed out in acts of terror just as heinous as that of 9/11. This happens every year and every day. What is the scourge of which I speak? Abortion. There were 1.21 million abortions in 2008 in the United States. This is an average of 3,315 per day, 300 more than were killed on 9/11. I don't minimize either of these atrocities by so saying. Worldwide, 41 million babies are killed by abortion annually, averaging 115,000 per day, or 4,792 per hour. That means that before this service is over, more children have been killed by the abortionists than were killed on 9/11/2001. Shall we have a moment of silence to reflect upon this gruesome fact? How should we respond to such atrocities? Words fail, but may I suggest we should recognize the atrocities are symptoms of a deeper problem, the problem of sin in every single human being's heart, including your own. I want to encourage you, don't blame God for sins that are the fault of someone else, the fault of the individuals who committed them, the abortionist, or Muhammad Atta and his crowd. He is at fault for what he did. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born. Because remember that God also demands recompense for these and all other sins. Death for eternity is that payment. No one is going to get away with sin. Sin has to be penalized one way or the other. Also, remember that Jesus Christ died for our sins. In accordance with what the Bible previously foretold, and he was buried and he rose again, also in accordance with Bible prophecy, the third day. How should we respond to these atrocities? Acknowledge that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. He is at once God and the sacrificial Lamb who paid the recompense for sins for all who would call upon him to be saved. That's the best way I know how to respond. We can debate the philosophical meaning and problems of evil, but the reality is that evil exists, and this is how God calls us to respond in the light of sin. Let us pray. Now, Father, as we have had this sobering part of our service today, I pray that you will help it to sink into our hearts and help us to reflect on the things that are true, and though difficult to process, nevertheless necessary for us to contemplate. May such contemplation improve us as people as we seek to follow your commands and your will for our lives, and also that we might be an influence for good in this evil and wicked world in which we live. Lord, let these things sink into our hearts, we pray, in Jesus' name.